listening to Room 208 Podcast, May 13th, 2005. This week we've got student news, Friday the 13th, sports, This Week in History, Lightning Larry, a play by Aaron Shepard, Word of the Week, and we are going to read some letters. First up, student news.
This week we started the NWEAs. The NWEAs are tests that the third and fourth graders take in Wells Elementary School. We take the tests on computers in the computer lab. The first day we did reading, the second day we did math, and finally we are doing writing. We do this assessment to see how our skills have improved since fall. The NWEAs are about an hour.
Another exciting thing is that we got some letters from people for our podcast. We are going to read them on our podcast. We are putting these on our website because they give us feedback. Also, Elaine L. Lindy has given us permission to read her stories on our podcast. If you want to read some of her stories, visit her website at www.storiestogrowby.com. This website will be posted on our blog. We think her story will be very interesting.
Also, we started learning a test-taking strategy called SLAMS. SLAMS helps us with answering test-taking questions correctly. The first letter in SLAMS is S. S stands for sentence. Write your answer in complete sentences. The next letter is L. L stands for lines. The number of lines on the test should help you judge how long your answer should be. The letter after that is A. A stands for answer. Answer the question that the test actually asks. The following letter is M. M stands for mechanics. Capitalizations, punctuation, spelling, and grammar are all important. The last letter is S. S stands for support your answer. Support your answer with details from the article. The first thing we did to learn this is that we read a passage called The Nose Knows, or Does It? Then we learned one focus letter a day. We all do a writing exercise to get it into our minds. SLAMS helps us remember the rules to do better on tests. It's a memory jam.
Finally, in library, we started creating bibliographies for our research. Bibliographies are when you can get information from the book, like the author, when it was published, and where it was published. After we finished our bibliography, we wrote down some note facts on articles and books for our Native American research. We really had fun doing this. That's what we did in library this week. And that's our week in review.
Hi, this is James, and this is a very spooky day. It's Friday the 13th. The fear of Friday the 13th is called Periscavi Dicatriaphobia, a specialized form of Triskaidekaphobia, the phobia of the number 13. The origins of Friday the 13th has been linked to the fact that there were 13 people at the Last Supper of Jesus who was crucified on Good Friday. Some also say the arrest of this guy, Jacques de Molay, the Grand Master Templar, and a lot of his knights on Friday, October 13, 1307, by King Philip IV of France is that origin of that superstition. Sometime that day, thousands of Templars were arrested and tortured. Soon they confessed and were executed. From that day on, Friday the 13th is an evil and unlucky day. There's evidence that Friday the 13th is unlucky for some people. The psychologists have found on that day some people are most likely to have accidents or fall ill on Friday the 13th. The Stress Management Center and Phobia Institute in North Carolina has figured out that $800 to $900 million is lost in businesses because people don't want to travel or go to work on Friday the 13th. We will not have another Friday the 13th until 2006. This is James, and have a great day, and don't get unlucky.
Hi, I'm Sean with MLB Sports, and today we have scores for Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. We got news and weekly injury report. For Sunday, we have Boston-Seattle, 6-3 Boston. Boston seems pretty hot this season. Yankees-Oakland, 6-0 Yankees. Houston-Atlanta, 16-0 Atlanta. Amazing game for Atlanta. Tuesday, Boston-Oakland, 3-2 Boston, Seattle, New York, 7-4 Yankees. And now for the injury report. Curt Schilling is still out, and Sosa is still out because of his left foot. Recently, when Nomar had surgery on his torn groin, the surgeon found that he also had a badly torn abdominal muscle. Also, Nomar is suspected of taking steroids. Barry Bonds has been having a lot of trouble these days. Bonds has had 3 surgeries on his knee, including last week's, since June 31st. Bonds is also suspected on committing tax fraud. And here's the news. Some of you were probably surprised when you didn't see Manny in the second game with a doubleheader. In the first game, he got hit by a pitch by Joel Pinheiro. Jay Payton pinch hit for him. And that's all the time we have for MLB Sports.
This is Dylan with the NBA, and this week I'm going to talk about the Seattle Sonics and the San Antonio Spurs. Where's Ray Allen and Vladimir Radmanovic when you need them? Without the two superstars, it made things much easier for the Spurs. Without him, things don't look too good for the Sonics. Allen, along with Radmanovic, were taken out of the game due to right ankle sprains in the second quarter. The final score of that game was 103-81, which the Spurs crushed the Sonics in an exciting game. Well, that's all for the NBA this week.
For this week in history. Actually, really short this week in history. On Tuesday, May 9th, 1927, Hotel Statler in Boston, Mass. Became the first hotel to install radio headsets, except all the headsets were plugged into the heater. So when they turned up the heat, the headsets got hotter. On May 9th, 1914, Mother's Day became a public holiday. And in 1982, the Chicago Cubs became the first Major League Baseball team to win 8,000 games. It took them 15,337 games to do it, but they did. On May 13th, 1911, the New York Giants set a Major League Baseball record because 10 runners crossed first base before the first out of the game. And that was Tyler with This Week in History.
This is Lightning Larry by Aaron Shepard. The cast is Citizens 1 to 2, Cassidy. Citizens 4 to 6, Elizabeth. Citizens 7 to 8, Brianna. Citizens 3, Haley. Lightning Larry, James. Creepy Cal, Emily J. Evil Eye McNeil, Sean. Dismal Dan, Mark. Devilish Dick, Haley. Dreadful Dave, Dylan. Stinky Steve, Tyler. Sickening Sid, Cassidy. Raunchy Ralph, Elizabeth. Grimy Greg, Chris. Creepy Cal, Haley. Moldy Mike, Bree. Lousy Luke, Dylan. And Gruesome Gus, Emily J.
Well, you've heard about gunfighting good guys like Wild Bill Hickok and Wyatt Earp.
But we'll tell you a name that strikes even greater fear into the hearts of bad men everywhere.
Lightning Larry!
We'll never forget the day Larry rode into our little town of Brimstone and walked into the Cotton Mill Saloon. He strode up to the bar and smiled straight at the bartender.
Lemonade, please.
Every head in the place turned to look.
Now standing next to Larry at the bar was Crooked Kurt.
Kurt was one of the band of wrestlers and thieves that had been terrorizing our town, led by a ferocious outlaw named Evil Eye McNeil. Kurt was wearing the usual outlaw scowl. Larry turned to him and smiled.
Mighty big frown you got there, mister.
What's it to you?
Well, maybe I can help remove it.
I'd like to see you try.
The rest of us got out of the way real fast.
The bartender ducked behind the bar.
Larry and Kurt moved about 10 paces from each other, hands at ready.
Larry was still smiling.
Kurt moved first, but only just cleared his gun from its holster before Larry aimed and fired.
Zing!
There was no bang and no bullet, just a little bolt of light that hit Kurt in the heart. Kurt just stood there, his eyes wide with surprise, then dropped his gun and a huge grin spread across his face. He rushed up to Larry and pumped his hand.
I'm mighty glad to know you, stranger. The drinks are on me. Lemonade for everyone.
When Evil Eye McNeil and his outlaw gang heard that Crooked Kurt had gone straight, they shuddered right down to their boots.
Most any outlaw would rather die than smile.
Evil Eye's men were shook up, but they weren't about to let on.
The very next day,
Dismal Dan,
Devilish Dick,
and Dreadful Days
rode into Brimstone, yelling like crazy men and shooting wild.
Windows shattered.
Citizens scattered. Then Lightning Larry showed up. He never warned them, never even stopped smiling.
Just shot 3 little bolts of light.
Zing! Zing! Zing!
Hit those outlaws right in the heart.
Larry's shots knocked the outlaws to the ground. They lay there trying to figure out what had hit them. Then they got up and looked around.
Looks like we did some damage, boss.
Said Dismal Dan.
Hope nobody got hurt, said Devilish Dick.
We better get to work and fix this place up,
said Dreadful Dave. They spent the rest of the day replacing windows and apologizing to everyone who listened. Then for good measure, they picked up all the trash in the street.
Evil Eye McNeil had lost 3 more of his meanest men.
And he was furious.
He decided to do something really nasty.
The next day,
Stinky Steve
and Sickening Sid
walked into the 79th National Savings and Loan with guns in hand.
They wore masks,
but everyone knew who they were by the smell.
Stick up your hands,
said Stinky Steve. Give us all the money in your vault, or it's Sickening Sid. They were just backing out of the door with the money bags when Lightning Larry strolled by.
Didn't even slow a step.
Just shot those bandits in the back.
Zing! Zing!
Went right through to the heart.
The puzzled outlaws stopped and looked at each other.
Seems a shame to steal the money of hard-working cowboys.
Wouldn't want to make their lives any harder.
They holstered their guns and walked back to the teller.
They plunked the money bag down on the counter.
Now you keep that money safe.
Then they pulled out their wallets and opened up accounts.
That was the last straw for Evil Eye McNeville. It was time for a showdown.
The next day at high noon, Larry was sipping lemonade at the Cottonmouth Saloon. Evil Eye burst through the doors and stamped up to him.
I'm Evil Eye McNeville.
Hello, Evil Eye. Can I buy a lemonade?
This town ain't big enough for the both of us.
Oh, I don't know. Seems pretty spacious to me.
I'll be waiting for you down by the Okie Dokie Corral.
And Evil Eye stamped out.
Larry finished his lemonade and walked out into Main Street.
Evil Eye was waiting for him, but Evil Eye wasn't alone.
There on either side of him were
Raunchy Ralph,
Grimy Gray,
Creep the Cow,
Moldy Mike,
Owsy Luke,
and Gruesome Gus.
And not a one of them looked friendly.
Nice day for a stroll,
said Larry.
Draw,
said Evil Eye.
All of us citizens of Brimstone were lining Main Street to see what would happen.
Larry was still smiling, but we knew even Larry couldn't outshoot all those outlaws together.
Just then, a voice came from the Cottonmouth Saloon.
Got some help, Larry? Called Kurt.
Wouldn't mind it.
Out stepped Crooked Kurt, and right behind him were Dismal Dan, Devilish Dick, Dreadful Dave, Stinky Steve, and Sickening Sid.
They took place beside Larry.
Hello, Evil Eye, called Kurt.
Traitors,
yelled Evil Eye.
Draw,
said Larry with a smile.
Evil Eye and his men drew their guns,
but Larry and his friends were an eye blink quicker.
Their guns fired 7 little bullets of light.
Zing!
Hit those outlaws right in the you-know-what.
Yippee!
Yelled Evil Eye.
He shot in the air.
Zing!
There was no bang and no bullet, just a little bolt of light.
All right, man, let's clean up this town once and for all.
Zing! Zing! Zing!
And before we could duck for cover,
Larry and Evil Eye and the others
turned their guns on the rest of us.
Bolts of light flew everywhere.
No one was spared.
Not a man, woman, or child.
Yippee! 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 Yippee!
You never saw such a happy crowd.
We all rushed around
and pumped each other's hand
and hugged each other.
Then the musician got out his instrument and we had dancing too. Main Street was one huge party.
All the rest of that day and on through the night, we never drank so much lemonade in our days.
With all the commotion, only a few of us saw Larry ride into the sunset.
Can't say where he went.
Can't say what he's doing now.
But we bet he still aims for the harp.
Sing!
Hi, this is Fanula with the Word of the Week. The Word of the Week this week is Converge. I'm going to ask some people what they think Converge means. What do you think Converge means?
I think Converge means when you, move, furniture.
Maybe it means to drive something,
convert something.
I think it means to walk fast.
What do you think Converge means?
I think it means something you can open and close.
I think it has to do something with a car.
What Converge really means is that you come from different directions and meet at a place, like an intersection. Let me use it in a sentence. Bree and I converge at the mall. Well, that's all for now. This was Fanula with the Word of the Week. Bye.
I'm Carrie.
And I'm Carrie.
And we're going to be reading you some mail from students. First one is from Eric Becken. Hello, Room 208. I am a kindergarten teacher in Denver, Colorado, and just listened to your first podcast from April 29th. Wonderful job, podcasters. I am excited already about bringing podcasting to our school, the Polaris program at Ebert Elementary School. Thanks for the bit of unintended inspiration your kids offered to whoever runs into your site. Thank you, Mr. Back, and I'm glad you're listening.
Here's another letter from Juliana, a student. Room 208, I think that we should podcast. It sounds really cool. We should put the Little League baseball and softball scores on it. We could tell people what is going on with the construction here.
Thank you, Juliana. Astrid is actually starting to do some local sports on our podcast next week. And we hope that the construction's going great at the school.
This next letter is from Zach. Room 208, nice, loud, and audible voices. Cool music in the background. I like the sports. Go with the flow and don't be nervous, Zach. Thank you for listening to our podcast.
This is from Miss Spears. Hi, Room 208. I really do enjoy listening to the shows. You should be really proud of what you are doing for yourself. You'll remember this forever. Although you probably don't realize you are one of the first kids your age to do something like this. I forwarded your link to Dr. Jim Shavaki at UMO, so you might be hearing from him. I am working with him in his grad class. And of course, I'll continue spreading the word. A friend of mine works in Tallinn, Estonia. I'll forward her your message, and then kids over there across from Finland can hear your show and maybe start writing to you guys. Who knows where this will all lead. Now I'm off to the dentist. I'd much rather be listening. Take care, Miss Sparrows. Thanks for that wonderful feedback, Miss Sparrows. We will be looking forward to getting more emails from you soon.
This next letter is from Katrina. Room 208, I think it was great. When you read the show, more expressions in your voice. Thanks, Katrina, for giving us something to work on.
Thanks for listening and sending us email. You can send more email at podcast@bobsprinkle.com. And remember, you're listening to Cammie and Carrie on Student Mail.
I hope you enjoyed the podcast. Our website is bobsprinkle.com. Also, we would love it if you emailed us at podcast@bobsprinkle.com. We hope we hear from you. Bye.